to support all of the initiatives at local level. And the initiatives for this particular area include the Re-ablement programme to assist in reducing presentations and admissions, additional medical registrars who are senior decision makers, and so the extra staff that you've pointed out that are needed are going to be put in place, additional aids and appliances to facilitate the discharge of people when they need to be discharged as opposed to keeping them in hospital when they shouldn't be there, and additional rapid flu testing kits and local PCR flu testing to reduce the length of stays, facilitate diagnosis and treatment of flu patients to reduce isolation demand and reduce the impacts of the outbreaks that we know are going to come. We're also going to reduce patient experience times and trolley numbers through a speedier turnaround of the beds and management of infection control by providing additional cleaning hours. And all of that, whilst it doesn't directly impact what happened in this tragedy, does obviously have a knock-on effect as to when our ambulances arrive, if there's nobody to take the people and the presentations of the citizens in those ambulances into the hospital, then obviously that's where the backlog comes. We need to ensure that that doesn't happen again. And whilst I can't give you a personal guarantee that it won't, I really, really do hope that the initiatives that we're putting in place can ensure that no other family has to go through what the Callaghan family are going through.